We're giving you more than just the 411. This is the Harrisburg 412 podcast. Coming to you from Southern Sioux Falls and Harrisburg, South Dakota.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of Harrisburg 412, the podcast. I'm your host, Joanne Vermullum, Communications Director for the Harrisburg School District. Today, we'll be talking about the Harrisburg School District Education Foundation and how it's making a difference in the Harrisburg community. The foundation promotes excellence in education by forging connections between our school district, alumni, growing Harrisburg and Southern Sioux Falls communities, and our local businesses. So stay tuned as we explore the impact of our foundation's work and how it's shaping the future of education in our community. To start, let me introduce you to the individuals who make up the driving force behind our education foundation. These passionate leaders bring their expertise to the table and are dedicated to making our community and our schools thrive. First up, we have Linda Dunham, our president and consultant and commercial real estate broker at the Dunham Group. Next is Darren Ketchum, our vice president and vice president of Legacy Developments. Our past president is a familiar face, or a voice in this case, and that is Superintendent Tim Graff. Joanne Vermullum serves as a secretary for the foundation, but the team doesn't stop there. We've got some amazing members. Trent Bruce is the vice president at DGR Engineering. Amber Langner is vice president of the treasury at Sanford Health. And rounding out our board, we have two school board members, Jay Hutton and Mike Knutson. And last but not least, Breanne Lynch, Career and Technical Education Coordinator for the Harrisburg School District. These individuals are the heartbeat of our education foundation, working together to create a bright future for our community. Welcome to everyone, and thanks for being on our podcast today. If you wouldn't mind starting us off, Linda, what motivated you to join the Harrisburg School District Education Foundation Board? Do you have a personal connection that you can share with us?
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without the school district supporting me, you know, 100%. So I know I would not have achieved anywhere near the level of success I have. And for me, I very much think every child should have equal access to resources to help them going to be successful in life. So it shouldn't be determined on your socioeconomic status. And I think that's part of what this foundation is trying to achieve.
What about you, Mr. Graff?
For me, it was all about just my support in public education and feeling like I think public education is really the best opportunity we've got as a nation to still be what we believe we can be as a nation. And I think that's what motivates me, not only for the foundation, but to come to work every day and to support teachers. And teachers are the most important thing in the classroom. And I think so much of what we're going to be able to do as a foundation is to support teachers in the classroom. And ultimately, the kids are the winners in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Graff. Amber, what are your thoughts?
I think this ultimately helps support providing the tools to our educators to ultimately impact our students. And so not only is it benefiting our students, but it gets to benefit our educators as well.
Trent, do you have anything to add?
And similar to Linda's comment, I think that's where my motivation comes from too, is just thinking back to why I've been able to accomplish the things I have and the you know, not necessarily mentors, but the guidance that I got through teachers and educators and coaches and all of those people that gave you those tools to find success and to continue to move forward in life. And then all of a sudden, you know, you find yourself in where you're at in life, and you look back and say, well, that was due to the educators that were influential to my upbringing, and that was my motivation too, to give back to education and be part of this and part of a foundation.
I think for a lot of families, the any positive reinforcement they get is from the school district. They're not getting that at home, but they can get that here. And so that they see that that somebody values them, that points out their skill sets and things that are good about them. Every child deserves that. So,
well, the other thing about it is the fact that, you know, the tax dollars only go so far, right? And if you want to make a difference outside of what those tax dollars can provide, this is a way to do that.
Yeah, those tax dollars can only go so far, and they really help set the foundation, but it's what we are able to help our educators go above and beyond.
Yeah. And the school ends up giving back to the businesses, too, through the internship programs and things of that nature as well. So all of it, all of this combined together is just to help us make sure that our youth have the skills that they need to compete on a global scale, because that's what it's become, right? We're competing not amongst our, just ourselves, but globally we're competing. Our students are competing. So,
yeah, providing some of those extras allows kids to navigate what they want to become and not just what they have to become.
Yeah, sure.
And so we can do that kindergarten all the way through 12th grade by providing those really unique experiences, whether it's internships, work-based learning, CTE programs, fine arts programs, because we know that the tax base alone isn't going to support that, but right. The foundation can really continue to open those doors, and that creates an educated workforce and future entrepreneurs, and that's a community that everybody wants to live and work in.
I think we can also go beyond and cast a wider net by when we implement unique programs and things that maybe are out of the norm. In education, we are great at replicating what others do, and when that happens, other districts also then start to replicate programs just like we replicate programs maybe that another district has done. And it really does cast a wider net across the entire state and region when neat programs start getting implemented, because they are seen, they are implemented then, and it impacts kids not only here in the Harrisburg School District, but in other school districts. And I think that's a neat byproduct of unique things that happen across our state.
It allows an element of innovation in the classroom, right?
For sure.
Yeah, going back to a comment about, schools breed business. You build a school, you get housetops, you get businesses that build near schools, and it becomes a circular reference. You now have people that are going to those schools, and you're educating them, and they're building business near those schools, and it just continues to build upon itself. And so, as a business owner in a community with a good school system and a good education system, you're going to get exponential benefit from that donation and what that school is able to provide in the education.
It's leverage.
100%.
I think what's unique about the Harrisburg School District Education Foundation is that we have a lot of great organizations that help support the community, in through the Chamber and the Community Foundation or Tiger Nation, or that help support our athletes, our young athletes. But this is a way that we can go direct into academic education impact. And so I like the ability to have that direct investment into our youth, specific around the education.
Well, and to that point, there's only a certain percentage that are participating in activities and athletics.
Exactly.
And stuff. And education impacts everyone. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we look at, it's easy for whether it's staff or parents or grandparents to maybe think, well, I can only give $5. Does that really make a difference? When we've got, how many stakeholders between parents and educators and grandparents and aunts and uncles and businesses? $5 goes a long ways when you have thousands of people giving that every year. And it's enough to sustain first-year teacher grants. It's enough to have some emergency grant funding for social workers to take care of families and children and difficult times. So I think it's very exciting that we have such a community of carers that are willing to give, whether it's their time, talent, or treasure, and whether it's an hour for an event or $5 to support something. This is just tremendous to see the response we've received.
And that brings up a good point, Darren, because with our annual fund this year, we were funded enough to welcome 76 new teachers to the district this year in August, and each of them received a check for $250 for them to create engaging classrooms for their students and get their year started off on the right foot. So that was really a wonderful way to welcome them into the district this year. So the annual fund is primarily for new teacher grants and for our student success fund for families and students in crisis. And then we also have the endowment fund. I wonder, Linda, if you could tell us a little bit about that endowment fund and what that is intended for.
Sure. So the endowment fund is related to the long-term vision. So it's an opportunity for us, if we're just starting it, this is our first year, but an opportunity for us to get enough contribution so that we have a significant dollar amount in that endowment fund, and then that 4% of that endowment fund can fund current programs annually. So it's just a way, it's just good fiscal management. Basically, we're making money, interest on our money, we're getting additional money, we're exploding those endowment funds, but it's for a long term. So that endowment fund, the idea is it's going to live way past any of us in this room. It's for the future generation and the future generation and the future generation. So that's our long-term vision. That's going to give us long-term stability, long-term opportunities.
So. And, you know, you think about the annual fund as more of that immediate impact, and that endowment fund is more of that exponential impact. It's going to pay back year over year, and will leave a legacy style impact to the school district and, you know, all those that come after us.
I think it's important to note, too, that donors can choose to give to either the endowment or the annual fund, wherever they prefer to choose and direct their money. And so really where your heart's at, you can give to either one. The endowment fund is something that, you know, as we structured this from the beginning, as we talked about as a board, is where do you want, what do we want to do that state funding can't provide for? And so those are things that maybe we don't even know for sure where that's going to be in a few years. But as that fund grows, we're going to have opportunities to really impact kids based upon what it is that we're not currently able to provide.
And in speaking of legacy, we have right now, if someone contributes in the first 3 years $3,000 to the endowment or the annual fund or a combination of both, then they're going to be a member of our Founders Club. So that legacy is a very important legacy. There, we have a website dedicated to that. We'll publish that. So if that's something important to you, and I hope it's important to everybody, to be one of those founders is a great opportunity. It's a 3-year time frame, so there's opportunities to budget and plan for those. But we would love to see a lot more names under our Founders Club.
And we always know that sometimes gift giving is challenging. So maybe you have those people in your life that don't need any more stuff. You can always give in honor or memory of somebody. So if you have somebody in your life who was an educator or impacted you in some way, maybe this is where you start to impact and help them leave their legacy on behalf of, you know, the enrichment and growth they provided for you.
That's a great idea. That's phenomenal.
One of the things I really like about this group is it's leveraging so many different community assets, whether it's private businesses, teachers, administrators, but two, not recreating the wheel, you know, utilizing the South Dakota Community Foundation to come in and manage this money. You know, they've got an excellent track record, and it's exciting to have people like that on board. And there's any number of groups that you could pick to do that. We're very fortunate to live in a community where we have options when it comes to managing these donations.
You know, the one thing that I always come back to is we're at the front end of this endeavor, if you will, and what we and those that are giving at this time are doing is you're establishing that base for everybody else to provide and give. And, you know, my goal when I contribute to something that I feel is worthy is to inspire others to do that and to get those educators and those students that are benefiting from our contributions today to realize that and give back at some point in their future. And, you know, in a perfect world, you know, that all the alumni of Harrisburg will leave this school and come back and say, hey, that I got something out of my time in this school district, and therefore I want to give back. And hopefully, you know, we're able to inspire that through, you know, continued donations and continued contributions from those that are able to do so, and that someday we can inspire those alumni to all give back, and whether it be a class challenge or something like that, that gets those alumni and provides just some of that school spirit, if you will, to give back.
That's an excellent point, too, to remind people that this foundation can be part of your state planning. So again, when it's time in the future, make this organization part of your estate planning is a wonderful legacy to leave behind.
A wonderful legacy indeed. Thank you to the dedicated board members of the Harrisburg School District Education Foundation for joining us today. Your commitment to creating equal opportunities for all students in the district is truly inspiring. To learn more about the foundation, the impact we're making, and how you can get involved, visit our website at hsdeducationfoundation.org. There, you'll find valuable information, ways to contribute, and details on our ongoing initiatives. We hope this podcast has shed light on the importance of education and community support. Remember, every contribution, whether big or small, plays a crucial role in shaping the future of our students. Stay connected with us online, and together, let's continue to make a difference in the lives of our students. Until next time, go Tigers! Thanks for joining us for another episode of Harrisburg 412, the podcast, where we give you more than just the 411 on the latest around the Harrisburg School District. Until next time, go Tigers!